This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic, live and lively in the heat of the desert. Even though Salt Lake City, where he lives, is not the desert really, it's the mountains. Mountains are supposed to be cool and calm and inviting, and not like you're in the middle of a desert, right? But that's how it sort of feels.
But the desert winds when they blow up into the mountains and can really warm things up quite a bit.
Yep. So how does it change your life in terms of your practice, in terms of what you do socially, physically? How your house is, what, about 4,000 feet up in the mountains, right?
6,200
feet in the mountains. Okay. So coming down into the city to go to where your clinic is that's an everyday occurrence. So you're used to the ups and the downs of that.
Oh,
it's not really, at 6,200 feet, it's not really like it affects your breathing. You got to get pretty much above 10,000 feet before it affects your breathing, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of roads here in Utah that are higher than that.
Yeah.
So, well, you have to get up in the mountains, of course.
Yeah. What does it do, though, in terms of your breathing? How does it affect going up and down like that every day? Does it make your lungs stronger?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
You know, like the base camp, the last base camp you're climbing Everest is like 22,000 feet or something like that. But the first one's around 16,000. And you got to go there and you got to spend several weeks. And then you go up higher and then you got to spend some more time. Then you go up higher, then you got to spend some more time before you make that last climb. Because the lungs are very adaptive. And so, Standard Process has a product called Cataplex E2 that works like nitroglycerin. It just releases oxygen from the heart. And so whenever we have family or friends, whatever, visit us from, you know, your altitude, close to sea level.
Right.
And they're going to be here for several days. We always have a bottle of this Cataplex E2 sitting on the nightstand.
Wait a minute, you've never given me that. How many times have I come to visit you? I've never had... I think I may have Cataplex E2 here.
Yeah.
If I don't, I should have it because...
Well, any exertion that helps regardless of the attitude or altitude that you're at. But I think it's sitting down there on that nightstand next to the bed where you usually stay.
Really? Okay.
Next
time I'm there, I'm going to take some. Because it sounds like it's something. I think we all need more. One of the things that I have been told over the years is that it's very important to have your body to have resurgence in your body. Maybe that's the best way. What do you do to make your body stronger? And this is something, no matter what your age, we all ought to be thinking about this, right?
Conditioning. Yeah, well, it's movement.
It's called conditioning.
It's movement. Yeah. Now, you can do that movement at different levels of conditioning. You know, I mean, you can be a triathlete, or you can get out and walk a mile every day. Just going out and walking.
Movement.
It's what keeps joints healthy. It's what keeps the lymph moving throughout the body, which is the garbage removal system of your body.
Yeah.
And it keeps the blood flowing in areas that, unless those muscles are contracting, the blood has a tendency to stagnate. Movement is always the essence of health.
People who, when I get together with friends, or if I haven't seen somebody, like we have our radio trade shows a couple of times a year, and I get together with people, and they always say, and this is not really about me, but it's interesting, how do you keep your youth? How do you look the way you do? And I just say, and on the radio I've said this many, many times, I just keep moving. And I do. You know how I live. It's movement all day long. Get up in the morning, get to work. Work through the day. And even at night, if I'm eating or if I'm, even if I'm watching television, there's constant movement. And it isn't an itchy kind of a movement. It's a conscious thing. And I think that people need to know, as you just suggested, joints, your circulatory system. It needs your body, the lymph nodes. You have to keep that stuff moving. Mm-hmm. It's like flushing the toilet, right? You got to keep, get rid of the stuff and get it out in.
The people that I have most of the problems with, the patients on a regular basis, who are either having some kind of joint pain or spinal pain, are always the people who sit at a computer 8 to 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, well, what can I do so I can, you know? I said, you have to get up every hour and move around for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know, do some knee bends or just walk around the office, or because you're working at home, go outside and spend about 10 minutes outside walking up and down the sidewalk, stretch a little bit here and there, then sit down. We're made to essentially do what you do after your radio show's
over.
Be on your feet.
Even while I'm doing the radio show, I'm up and down, as the producers will tell you and my co-hosts of the DJV program will tell you. I'm gone. As soon as we go into a break, I'm up, I'm out, I'm doing some other stuff, brain-wise, physically, and then I come back into the studio in time to get back into engagement. But I think that's part of what it is. It's not.
Well, some of the healthiest patients I take care of are the people who are on their feet constantly. You know, mm-hmm. Long-haul truckers, same thing as people who are sitting in a computer all day.
Yeah,
They've got to take time to exercise their bodies. Construction workers, until, you know, they blow out a disc or something else, are usually pretty healthy in the sense of good sleep, digestive problems, elimination problems, cognitive problems don't seem to be nearly as prevalent in construction workers, simply because they hardly ever have a chance to sit down, except maybe at lunch. Constantly moving farmers, people who are working on their feet constantly, are usually the healthiest people I deal with.
Yep, that's for sure. I don't want to make, we have some COVID things we need to talk about, a couple of studies that you want to get into the mix and conversation. I want to get some of the notes from the Forbidden Doctor, this new health series that you have, a newsletter. There are three issues that have come out. And so if you really want to know what Jack and Mary, his wife, when they're in their clinic, Forbidden Doctor is the website. But this news informational, I mean, there's so much info that's around. And Jack and Mary feel strongly about the COVID situation, what to do to protect yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all reflected in the newsletter. So you might want to check that out. The notes from Forbidden Doctor at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We're going to talk about cell phone usage as we continue here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget the healthiest way. I say don't forget because I believe that reinforcement, one of the great things about radio advertising, it's called reach and frequency. Telling people a story, it's, well, what is it they say, Jack, about giving a speech? Tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what you told them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of, over the years, what I've been doing when it comes to Calitrin, the drug-free, stimulant-free way of losing weight, and more importantly, keeping it off. It's all about your health and well-being. Jack and I are on the same page when it comes to these sorts of things. The all-natural approach is the best approach. And that's why this has been a success story for 24 years, because it is the natural way to deal with the fear of putting the weight back on again. Because that's what it is. It's fear-based thinking. You get the, you do whatever it is. You go on a diet, exercise, whatever, and maybe you start at the beginning with Calitrin. But at some point, you're going to be confronted with going back to those evil ways that got you to where you were in the first place. I want some ice cream. I want some candy. I want to have mashed potatoes and steak, whatever it is. And then the exercising stuff that Jack and I were talking about, that's important. Keep yourself moving. But it all needs support, and that's what you get from Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that doesn't do anything except help. It can't possibly do anything bad to you because there's nothing in it except all natural products like aloe vera, like collagen protein, like digestive enzymes, same kind of stuff that's in the Lee enzymes that Jack has, the long life energy enzymes. Those things are a part of, those same ingredients are part of the Calitrin way of losing weight and keeping it off. Do yourself a favor. Check out toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. You can buy 3 months and get another 3 months free. with the DJV code at checkout, plus free shipping. That's all in support of you keeping the weight off at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, back to Jack Stockwell. Doug Steffen here on DJV Health for this week. The study that links cell phone usage to brain tumors. This is not the first time this has been studied, but if anything, it just continues to emphasize these studies, the strong link. It almost seems like a duh, Jack.
Well, remember the whole tobacco thing. You know, back in the 40s, the tobacco companies hired doctors and dentists to endorse their products to reduce the public health concerns about smoking risk, because there were a lot of agencies, groups, concerned citizens back then warning people not to smoke.
Not to smoke, yeah.
And so, and then the telecom industry right now with cell phones is using the same, using the tobacco industry
5G.
Playbook.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's a horror show.
Well, that's it. And so, and considering the fact that the telecom industry is much more economically and politically powerful than big tobacco ever was, that's why this stuff keeps surfacing from time to time, because the telecom industry is able to suppress it. But this latest study out of Cal Berkeley, very strong link between the radiation emitted by cell phones and cancerous tumors. And they did a they looked at 45 different studies, and they concluded that cell phone use with cumulative call time of more than 1,000 hours, which is just 17 minutes a day over a period of 10 years, 17 minutes. I mean, who's limited to 17 minutes? It's associated with a 60% increase in the risk of developing tumors. 17 minutes a day over a 10-year period is what they were looking at. And they found that brain tumors and head and neck cancer accounted for most of the tumors that were associated with cell phone use. But there
I
was
had
one.
There was a friend of mine I worked with. Well, he wasn't such a friend as he was somebody I knew, put it that way. And when cell phones first came out, those big clunky things had the antennas on the end of them, he had that damn thing in his ear every minute of the day. And at 73, he died of brain cancer. And I remember him
those
saying,
those are much worse.
Oh, my God. Those things were, they're just, it's like sticking your head into a radio station transformer booth. That's what, it'll just cook your brain. I know another guy who did run a radio station who was always fixing the transmitter himself, sticking his head in there. He died of a brain cell cancer. He was 63. So you got to look out for those waves. There's no question about that. Dr. Jack here on DJV Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on DGV Health. Our focus right now, I want to spend a little more time in this, Jack, this business about the usage of cell phones. We're all addicted. Do you think anybody's paying attention to this? I don't know. I paid attention when we first started talking about it years ago to the point where I have two phones. One of them is a flip phone. The other is an iPhone. And I hold the, I use the flip phone because it's less powerful for my phone conversations. I rarely ever use the iPhone for a phone conversation. And I hold the iPhone, the flip phone away from my head and my mouth. It has a speaker on it. I always use the speaker phone. And so I can hear without sticking it in my ear. The same thing is true with the iPhone. If I do use it, I hold it away from my, I always have it on speaker, and I keep it away from my head. Now, a lot of people, you see them, they stick the phone right in their ear, and that's where all the jazzy gizmo vibes are coming from, right? Right at the top of the iPhone.
Well, this study that was done at Cal Berkeley, Joel Moskowitz, who was the director of the Center for Family and Community Health there, was the one who, in some of their concluding remarks about the study, he says, distance is your friend.
Yeah.
Keeping your cell phone 10 inches away from your body, as compared to 1/10 of an inch, results in a 10,000-fold reduction in exposure. So most cars, I think, developed in the last 10 years have the ability to hook your smartphone up to your speaker, because I always have my phone over in the passenger seat off to the far side away from me. Mm-hmm. So I always talk through the car radio. And if I'm anywhere else, I have the phone at least a foot or 2 feet away from me, and I use speaker just like you do. I hardly ever hold that thing up to my head, almost never.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous. It just is.
Yep.
It's something that it's so counter with kids today, and I don't mean to sound like some old curmudgeon, but it really is. We have been deceived by these huge corporations that not only want us to use their technology, but they're listening to us. The Chinese companies that build all of these phones, they have the ability. I mean, I can't imagine listening to every conversation with everybody in the world, but they certainly have the ability to do that. Yep. So it's a double whammy. It's not only that, it's that, you know, it's just another thing where, in my estimation, all this stuff is developed, or we develop it, and then the Chinese operate it, if you will. They make the phone still, and we're still buying that crap. It's just another way of them trying to influence the world, the outcome of their mischief, to control the world. That's all it is. As far
well,
as
that's it. And if that isn't bad enough, the NSA is listening to what the Chinese monitor. So,
yeah. How about that?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, we try to hide and think our lives are private, but my goodness, there's no privacy left.
No, there isn't any. All right, so there's a word to the wise that I think in terms of being conscious, you have your body and you have your life, and it's like what you feed yourself, your body's going to become. Well, you stick that stuff in your ear, and that's going to be what your body becomes as well. So you go to all the trouble, what we were talking about before, about the exercise business, keep yourself moving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the lymph nodes and stuff. Well, you put the phone up to your ear, and you're nearest to your neck lymph nodes, right? I mean, that's where this would all start in your brain and go right to the lymph node that's underneath where the phone is. All the jive, it really is jive talking, too, isn't it?
Well, that electromagnetic radiation irritates cells. Irritation leads to inflammation, leads to cellular mutation, which leads to cancer.
Humans and our bodies and how we live our lives. Conscious conversations about that here on DGV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and I have another half hour, and we're going to dig around in the vaccine story and other things that are troubling people this week. So stand by for that. That's what's next here on DGV Health.
Close your eyes and look around you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Seeing transcends eyesight. Close your eyes, for instance, and look around your mind. From your most immediate memories to the deepest recesses of times long ago, your mind is filled with endless analogs and lessons that can guide you every step of the way. Life is not complicated. That's not to say, of course, that it's not extraordinarily challenging at times, but it is to say the path is possible, and it's far more achievable than you think. So the next time you encounter struggles, consider closing your eyes to look around your mind to find the answers and all the support you need to make it through. For more insight into your mind, check out my book, Walking Through Anger, which is about far more than anger, but about emotional management.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Washington lawmakers on Tuesday discussed the origins of COVID-19, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci get into a spirited debate.
This research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research, done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain-of-function. Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This doctor, Doug Steffen. I always like to do that from time to time. I have a doctorate, but not in that. I practice medicine without a license. Hey, listen, how many people do that? Look at all the ads on the television for all of that stuff that's put together by the pharmaceutical companies. Those people don't have licenses. Well, they may have licenses to make this stuff, but you think they're all doctors that are sitting there doing the research? There are a lot of good, accomplished researchers, but there are also a lot of people who are basically promotions people. They become part of it, and they sell, sell, sell. You cannot turn on the television or listen to a radio program without a commercial. Almost every spot set that has to do with some new drug. The drugs, it so annoys me, I just hit the clicker when it comes up. It's different words, and they spend 15 seconds telling you why you need the drug and 45 seconds telling you why it'll kill you. Because that's the government trying to feel good about itself. Okay, well, let these people push their killer sticks, but then they have to tell us how bad they are. I don't even understand how this stuff does any good, Jack, honestly. Maybe it's back to what I said about reach and frequency. You tell the story oftentimes over and over again, people will believe anything.
That's true.
Maybe you'll use that to jump off into our discussion about vaccines. What's vaccine shedding? You write about that in the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. What is vaccine
shedding? Well, vaccine shedding, actually in Pfizer's introductory documents that they gave to FDA, I think it's page 56 or 67, if I remember right, where they talk about how, you know, initially, remember when the shots were first being given over 6 months ago, that they were talking about how you should not have sex with somebody for at least a month. If you got the shot, and you shouldn't be around somebody if you're pregnant who got the shot for at least a month. Now, of course, they're giving the shots to pregnant women, which in the first two trimesters have resulted in an unusually high level of miscarriages. But aside from that, shedding is simply where your body is communicating with some other body. Whether it's something blowing through the air or something coughed out of somebody else or hand-to-hand contact, which is what the Pfizer document talks about, the two ways that shedding takes place. You breathe in what somebody is breathing out, or you have skin-to-skin contact. Once they get the virus inside of them and their body responds to it, which it is doing every billionth of a second, every day of your life, every minute of your life, because of the trillions of viruses that are all over the place. You can't get away from it any more than a deep ocean fish can get away from water. You're living in a world of these things. But when you couple that with the need, as Pfizer said, they're looking to make, was it 12 billion, 16 billion, something like that, off of this vaccine, they have to keep pushing the fear mechanism and several other things to get people to do this. That now they're scaring everybody with the Delta variant because of all the vaccine hesitancy that's going on. I think the Delta variant is just a big test to find out how much they can scare people to get back on board to start getting the vaccine. But when you get it, either by inoculation or from somebody else, the idea of shedding is that you get the effects of that vaccine inside of you without getting the shot, simply because when this spike protein mRNA trigger is given to somebody and they begin producing the spike protein, they're going to be coughing this out. It's going to be on the surface of their skin. As I said, you can't get away from it. And so when you're in contact with somebody else, viral shedding is taking place. In other words, they're shedding the virus from themselves to you. And that's a natural process, whether it's mumps or measles or chicken pox or whatever. You don't have to get the vaccine to get the effects of that vaccine simply by being in proximity to somebody else that got it. And that's what they're beginning to discover. People having reported side effects of the mRNA vaccine without ever having received the shot themselves. Well, that's, and they try to make a big, some people try to make a big deal about it, but the fact remains that's what's going on all the time anyway. You know, the chickenpox parties. You know, you some kid down the street's got chickenpox, and people bring their kids in. All right, let's hurry up
so they all get
chickenpox and get it over with.
Yep.
You know, and they're not touching the kid, they're not kissing the kid, they're just being in the same room. This stuff is, you live in an ocean of these things, which seems to escape a lot of people's understanding. And so the shedding, the whole concept of shedding, is that you can get the effect of the mRNA vaccine without having received the shot yourself.
All right, so let me ask you this in terms of trying to move this along. The idea that there's got to be some resolve to this, because there are people like you who feel strongly about the way to fix the problem, and there are people like Ken Kronos who feel strongly the other way, that this is the way to fix the problem. So how do we get it to a point where there isn't antagonism between the two points of view? Is there any hope of there not being antagonism? Is there a line in the sand that's so strong that it can't be covered?
There are those on both sides of the group that are pretty adamant about the positions that they're holding, and a certain percentage of them, when they do a little bit of research on their own, may soften their position. But there's a certain percentage, they will die on that hill. And a lot of them, a lot of them haven't spent 5 minutes researching. Like Dr. Robert Malone, who's the one who invented the mRNA technology. has been deplatformed in all the social media simply because he's saying, you better halt this till some more research is done. We need more research on this, and the last thing you ever do is give these things to children. They're still untested. It's still experimental. And children are in a virtual immortal group anyway. Kids under the age of 18, I think it's less than 200 or less than 300 that have been listed through CDC of actually having died from COVID. Less than 300 for the entire population. Why would you give an experimental vaccine to somebody who is virtually immortal to that kind of a problem anyway? And so, that, you know, but there, to answer
but
your question.
But I get back to my question, yeah, to the
there's
question.
There's a certain percentage that is not going to give up their position.
And you're one of them, and Jack's and Ken's one of them, right?
Well,
I mean, that's the. So how do we breach that? That's the question. How
well,
do we get
say your piece, some, suggest some. People do some research on their own and make up their own mind. That's the whole idea behind informed consent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling anybody to do it or not to do it. I'm telling people study it and then make up
but
their
there
own
are
mind
people
from a learned position.
On the other side who would say you must do the wearing of the mask mandated. I know absolutely that in the state where now where they're going back to mandates, that people are not going to do it. They just
no.
aren't. And
no,
nobody's
because
gonna,
there's been so much flip-flopping.
Right.
They don't trust the governmental spokespeople for health care anymore anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure they did a lot of trusting at the beginning, but certainly now it has become a real kettle of fish. Okay, Dr. Jack is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel. When you step out of the shower, isn't it great? You can wrap yourself in a towel and actually get yourself dried off. Some of the luxury towels look good, feel good, but you know what? They don't dry you off at all. Along comes the MyPillow towel set. With every MyPillow towel, made, by the way, from a proprietary blend of highly absorbent cotton, it doesn't give you that lotiony feel. It does the job. It works. Plus, you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can try them for yourself. Return them if you are not fully satisfied. That's a cool deal. Made with cotton that's grown here in the U.S., available in all kinds of colors. The towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. And now you get MyPillow's six-piece towel set. Usually sells for $109 for 40. How about them apples, boys and girls? Pretty good, huh? 66% off. You get them by using the promo code DJV. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, enter the promo code DJV, and you can order the towels, save all kinds of dough. While you're there, look around at some of the other deep discounts you can get with all the MyPillow products using the DJV code, like the Dream Bed Sheets and the Premium Pillows. All that stuff on sale all the time using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Dr. Jack. Here we are with the business about COVID and what we do. One of the things I did from the very beginning was take zinc. Remember when we talked about having a Z-Pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is zinc, basically, and hydrochlorazone or whatever the hell that's...
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. So then, but the focus became, you know, politically on the hydro stuff. And then doctors are talking about zinc because it's one of those minerals that we just don't talk very much about. And yet it is so important. How helpful is that in overcoming COVID?
Well, zinc is the primary mineral activator in over 300 enzymes inside the human body, many of which trigger immune responses. So if you're zinc deficient, there's a part of your immune system that's going to go AWOL. So, and one of the best things about it is you get zinc in a very good digestive form.
Mm-hmm.
It can come back online in less than 12 hours, which is why a lot of people who,
explain that a little bit more, Jack, will you? Tell us a little more about how that works.
Well, enzymes are the activators that cause things to happen. The things that make things happen, the thing that makes things stop inside of your own physiology of the human body, mm-hmm. are enzyme triggers. They only last for billionths of a second as they initiate a chemical reaction to take place. Well, your immune system, being alerted, especially what's called the cellular immunity, your T cells, the white blood cells, they go to work the minute they find something in the bloodstream or the lymph or something that doesn't belong there. Require certain activators, certain triggers to make them happen so that they don't happen all the time. There are times when you want your immune system to come alive, and there's times when you want your immune system to just be kind of patrolling the streets and making sure everything's okay. And zinc has a strong role to play in triggering instant immune response when the five-alarm fire goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're zinc deficient, that's not going to happen. It's the same thing with calcium. Calcium is one of the most powerful antiviral aspects of the human body, another very important mineral that must be present in our diets. And zinc is right there with it. And without those two together, you're a sitting duck for a lot of the problems that the comorbidity people are suffering from. Comorbidity people are usually on a whole house full of drugs. Those drugs stun the immune system. Those drugs interfere with biochemistry of zinc, mm-hmm. and the biochemistry of calcium. So they're even more sitting ducks for these kinds of problems. It's not so much because they're obese. It's what the obesity does to their immune system. It's not so much that they have cancer. It's what that's doing to the immune system. Or high blood pressure, or cardiovascular problems, or liver or kidney dysfunction. All of those things suppress the immune response. So when you are exposed to these kinds of antigens, these kinds of enemy agents that get inside the body, the comorbidity people are the ones that usually go first because the immune system is AWOL.
One of the things I wish we had more time for, remind me maybe the next time we get together, the fact that iron is recommended here as well.
Yes.
Last time I gave blood, I was told I have too much iron in my system. How do we make sure we don't have too much of anything in our system?
Well, a lot of the iron supplementation is metallic iron. It's a form of iron that you have no business putting inside your body. You want iron that's wrapped up in food.
Right,
and one of the best sources of that, of course, is liver.
Yeah.
But short of liver, there's other sources.
You can take liver pills, maybe?
Liver pills. Take some liver pills.
Yeah. All right. Never was a fan of liver. I'm stuck in a few drawers when I was a kid. Right. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi,
this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now 53 past the hour, as our focus on DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, who has been talking to us over the past year and a half about COVID in a way that is, some people think, dismissive of the facts. Other people think they are the facts, and it just speaks to lots of different bits and pieces of information. Who knows where they come from on either side. And the podcast we have, Jack has a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that he issues every week pretty much, and we have our DJV Health podcast. And the reason I bring it up now is because the focus on the current one is Jack talking about the many, many different variations of COVID. If you're not going to get the vaccine, how are you going to fight the Delta? Because it seems that's much more virulent. Is that the right word? As a variant than other COVID variations. So it seems like the idea of not having a vaccine puts people in jeopardy, even though if you look around, Jack, a lot of Americans, I saw a poll this morning, the Yahoo News poll, as a matter of fact, finding 93% of people who are not vaccinated, at least adults, are not planning to get a shot, even though there's all kinds of info around about the Delta. So I'd be interested in your comments and thoughts on that.
Well, it's interesting enough, the latest study out of Israel, over 50% of those who have COVID now have been vaccinated. So that's going to lead to some more vaccine hesitancy, too.
Say that number. Say that again.
Over 50% of those that were getting COVID right now in Israel have been vaccinated.
50% of the people who are getting the Delta thing now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And the numbers are rather consistent. They're increasingly consistent.
But the devil's advocate would say, okay, well, what about the 50% that aren't getting it? What is it? Is it saving them? If nobody had gotten the vaccination, what would be the status? Hard to tell, probably, what the real thing would be. But I'll tell you,
in my honest opinion, a year and a half ago, if we didn't have televisions, we would never have had a problem with COVID-19.
Well, you're probably right.
The politicization of this and the takeover of health by the political arm of our culture has just been utterly ridiculous. And so, you know, it's who are you, what can you believe? Who can you believe? And
that's
of course,
the problem.
There's variants. There's always variants. Every time, every flu season, there's always variants. That's why the flu vaccine isn't all that effective, because they try to figure out, well, what's going to be in this next one? I don't know. You know, we're going to put influenza.
But we aren't. Okay, so let's follow what you just said about the television and the information that comes from the TV. I think that's an interesting perspective on this, that I haven't taken that angle. But you're right, we have more and more people using that medium to scare us into thinking, okay, this is what's going to happen, and thus the world shut down for, in my estimation, no good reason. I haven't agreed with you as far as the shot is concerned, because I guess I'm looking at the short haul versus the long haul and what happens. And I think I look at the numbers of the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people that have had the vaccine. And so there are tens of thousands of people who have gotten sick. How do you turn that around and say, well, how many people would have died if there wasn't a vaccine? You can have this argument or discussion all day long, and it doesn't get us any place. So it becomes almost nonsensical. The problem is that we still have disagreements based on what you consider to be facts, and somebody else like Ken Kronos would say, no, these are the facts. And so what really are the truths versus the facts? That's what makes this so difficult.
Well, one of the things that makes this difficult is the increasing number of epidemiologists and virologists around the world raising the red flag, saying, wait a second, hold on here. I mean, these are well-qualified people.
Well, what's their alternative to keeping people from getting the virus? What's the alternative? That's the question.
Well, because everybody under the age of 70 has a 99.98% chance of surviving it in the first place. Why take a risk of something like this that now bears at CDC is now reporting over 11,000 deaths, over 100,000 adverse reactions, some of them very serious neurodegenerative problems.
So how many people would have died if we had not had any vaccinations at all?
It's about the same amount of people every year who die from the flu.
60 to 90,000.
Well, actually, the number is far less than that. It's just that when people get flu, they get hospitalized.
Yeah, but then
they get pneumonia.
The stat that shows that there are 600,000 Americans who have died from COVID.
Yeah.
Throw your hand in the air. What the hell do you believe?
You have to get very serious about your own level of investigation and research in this matter.
Well, I think people are more invested in thinking about their survival, and they don't necessarily look into the... Exactly. It's fear-based thinking.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And I think there's a little on both sides. But where I would like to come to some resolve here, it's very difficult. But you give us cause to think, and I appreciate that. Jack Stockwell, 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.